4 months ago, I spoke with you by means of a recorded message about the great year of faith called for by Pope Benedict XVI to mark the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council, which was the greatest faith event worldwide of the 20th century, and the 20th anniversary of the new Catechism of the Catholic Church, called for by the Council, for which then-Cardinal Ratzinger gave the imprimatur for the official Latin text. The three main goals of this year of faith are, first, for us to get to know Jesus more personally. Second, for us to embrace his teaching more fully, especially in the light of Vatican II and as articulated in the Catechism. And third, for us to bring our faith to bear on the issues we face today. I spoke about opportunities to grow in our prayer life, to participate more fully in the liturgy, and to grow in our understanding of the Bible, especially through our Little Rock Scripture Study. I spoke about opportunities to collaborate with non-Catholic Christians and others who believe in God, and opportunities to advocate for truth and justice and the common good in public life, especially in defense of the sanctity of human life from the first moment of conception, the sanctity of marriage as the lifelong union of one man with one woman, and in defense of our religious freedom, not to be forced to do what conscience forbids, as in the Department of Health and Human Services mandate that all employers must provide abortion-inducing drugs, sterilization, and artificial contraception as part of all healthcare plans. You and I are called to be a voice for the voiceless and to do all in our power to promote the common good with special concern for the poor and weak among us. Today I come before you to ask you to give generously to CASA, our annual Catholic Arkansas Sharing Appeal, which helps pay for many of the ministries we undertake as a diocese and many of the benefits we all receive. This includes partial funding for Catholic charities, seminary education, our new house of formation, our marriage tribunal programs to enrich marriage and family life, youth ministry, campus ministry, Hispanic ministry, grants for Catholic schools and for parish religious education programs, and a subsidy that helps keep the subscription price low to our award-winning newspaper, the Arkansas Catholic. CASA also supports our online presence through arkansascatholic.org and dolr.org, Diocese of Little Rock, dolr.org, and our social media channels on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Together, these communication tools offer many informative and edifying articles and resources about the Church in Arkansas, especially during this year of faith. Arkansas Catholic subscription envelopes are being handed out at this Mass. These last 3 years have been trying times for many of us economically. So I want you to know how grateful I am for the sacrificial generosity of so many faithful Catholics to the CASA appeal last year. I am especially edified by those of you who, year after year, return a full 10% tithe of your income after taxes back to the Lord, 1% to CASA and 9% to your parish and other charities. I know that many of you have had to do without some things you would have liked to have had in order to give your tithe, including giving up things that, at first, don't even seem like luxuries. People who tithe their full 10% often tell me that they actually live better on 90% of their income than they did when they kept it all for themselves. Returning that 10% to the Lord is a constant reminder that all that we have belongs to God, not us, and that we are His servants who will one day have to give an account for what we have done with all that He has entrusted to us. It forces us to take a look at what is really important and adjust our priorities if necessary in order to make a family budget that meets all of our obligations on 90% of our income. Doing so puts our dreams and our challenges in proper perspective. we soon discover how enriching and freeing it is to be living for something bigger than ourselves, to be faithful servants of the Lord in every area of our lives, including what we do with our money. 1% is easy to calculate. Take your adjusted gross income, drop 3 zeros, and donate the resulting amount to CASA every month for the next 10 months. If you earn $50,000 a year, give $50 a month for 10 months. $1 million a year? Thank the Lord for your extraordinary good fortune and donate $1,000 a month for the next 10 months. $25,000 a year? $25 a month. I now ask your pastor to give you a little time to fill out your CASA pledge for 2013 and your Arkansas Catholic subscription envelope if you are not yet a subscriber, so that you can then drop these in the collection basket at this Mass. If you need to take your CASA pledge home to check your tax return for last year's adjusted gross income, that's fine, but please fill out your pledge and drop it in the collection next weekend. Thank you in advance for your generous response to this year's CASA appeal. This, too, is a concrete way that you give witness to your faith in this great year of faith, 2013.